This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Saw something the other day while I was walking the dogs that I have not seen in a good long while in my neighborhood. Elementary school kids walking to school. That is school, not Zoom school. And come next Monday, most of the kids in England, that would be England proper, not the UK, which includes Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, but I digress. Most of the kids in England are going back to actual school as well. And just like here, there are a whole lot of frazzled working parents breathing a big sigh of relief. Marketplace's Stephen Beard's got that one.
Good morning, Mr. Thornhill. Good morning.
A distant memory, the pre-pandemic sound of a full class of elementary school children. For millions of British parents, like Catherine Bryan, this is the bliss that beckons on Monday when all their kids go back to school.
I'm so happy. I'm happy for me, but also for the children because, you know, they get to go and see their friends, they get the interaction that they need, and hopefully I get the interaction that I need with adults.
In her small apartment, single parent Catherine has been looking after her two kids, aged 7 and 10, while also working from home full time as a sales manager.
Isn't so easy when you're trying to answer your work phone and the emails that are going off the other side. So I kind of have to work it so that if I take a phone call, thankfully I go and hide in my bedroom to take the phone call.
And when the kids are climbing up the walls, Zoom meetings call for special parental measures.
I've had to bribe them with sweets, with movies, with popcorn, just anything to give mum 45 minutes.
Focusing on paperwork, meanwhile, has required a technological solution.
I usually sit with noise-cancelling headphones on, if I'm honest.
Catherine's relief at the return to school is shared by Roger Mortimer and his wife. They have two sons, aged 6 and 9.
Educating children at home with two pretty work-shy boys isn't always the easiest thing.
Roger, who runs a small marketing firm, has been working from home with his wife, who's in publishing. Homeschooling, he admits, has been a struggle.
Trying to deal with, I don't know, like sibling rivalries, getting into fights with each other and disconnection from friends, getting their work done, getting their work uploaded, getting them on their Zoom calls with their schools and so on. Obviously, that's been a challenge.
Parents and their kids have been under huge pressure, says Laura McInerney, who runs an online parent and teacher opinion survey.
We found that about 40% of parents said that their child had cried with frustration at home learning, but also 22% of families had the child and the adults crying.
No tears today in Catherine Bryan's household as 10-year-old Georgia does her daily online spelling test.
9. Another word for fight or an argument, scuffle. S-C-U-F-F-L-E.
How do you feel about going back to school?
I am very excited to see my friends again.
What about the school work? Have you missed being in the classroom and learning from your teacher?
I'm not fussed about the school work. It's boring anyway.
But her mum, Catherine, is understandably less relaxed about the disruption in Georgia's and Hugo's education.
Do you think they have fallen behind as a result of this?
Yeah, I'm petrified. I am, more so for my daughter, who's going across to secondary school. She's lost out on 2 years, potentially, academically, and I'm absolutely petrified.
The government is ploughing more than $1 billion a year for the next few years into a catch-up fund to repair the educational damage across the country. But Monday should raise the nation's morale. 7-year-old Hugo Bryan, for one, cannot wait.
All I want to do is leave the house, even if it's going to school.
The reopening of all schools is the first step in the easing of the lockdown, the beginning of the end of the COVID hibernation. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.